Cosplanet admin, please approve this post for it is very much real links to real data to a real story of hate. Cosplanet audience, I suggest that you bookmark this post so that you can intake these links in pieces. This evidence has been extensive research and applied time to reveal and expose this conspiracy. I would like you to read the Facebook review that I have finally been able to apply to speak the truth of discrimination received when I returned to my hometown from an 11-month hate and harassment campaign in Denver, Colorado, leading to eviction. Please open and review all of the comments. https://www.facebook.com/pg/dr.christopher-eric-berger-md23782978325863-9/review/. ref=page_internal. Then take it then the real truth of the social services of the Ryan White Care Act are finally coming to light by the Glassdoor reviews of these normally non-profit agency organizations. I have a research directory on Glassdoor reviews. Pay attention here. http://webdomains.realuphuman.net, actively servicing the affirmed chromobone truth to all-time human history. /glassdoor.com/HIV/AIDS-services-organizations-employer-view/. After citing this Glassdoor review from 2015 to a report to the FBI regarding this trend of hate internal of the Ryan White Care Act program of agency director level leaderships. http://webdomains.realuphuman.net, actively servicing the affirmed chromobone truth to all-time human history. /glassdoor.com/HIV/AIDS-services-organizations-employer-view/cascade-AIDS-project-systemic-problem.png. Review delivered in spoken voice narrative. http://webdomains.realuphuman.net, actively servicing the affirmed chromobone truth to all-time human history. /glassdoor.com/HIV/AIDS-services-organizations-employer-view/cascade-AIDS-project.org. After directing this review to the FBI, someone has taken this review off Glassdoor even though I have a copy of the hate agenda that transpires. For the saved record of the detailed posted against Cascade AIDS Project, I have placed a Twitter thread which can be accessed by this very distinctive domain name web presence being used to expose this conspiracy. http://cascadeaidsproject.fuckeduphuman.net, a net presence binding knot of peace building known as Potapo. Open these up to their file directory records of personal direct involvements details that have been documented. http://rockymountaincares.fuckeduphuman.net, a net presence binding knot of peace building known as Potapo. http://coloradohealthnetwork.fuckeduphuman.net, a net presence binding knot of peace building known as Potapo. Their direct Glassdoor reviews URL. https://www.glassdoor.com/reviews/colorado-health-network-reviews-e171867272.htm. Note the review, if you don't gossip like a teenager, you'll be an outsider, reflecting violations of client privacy is apparent. A layout of all their negative outlook reviews placed here in an image file. http://coloradohealthnetwork.fuckeduphuman.net, a net presence binding knot of peace building known as Potapo/company-reviews%5b glassdoor%5d/qr-coloradohealthnetwork-reviews-glassdoor-layout.jpg. Shall I proceed? Yes, Desert AIDS Project is the Palm Springs area has this review. http://webdomains.realuphuman.net, actively servicing the affirmed chromobone truth to all-time human history. /glassdoor.com/HIV/AIDS-services-organizations-employer-view/%23conspiracy-exposed-erminate-sossip.png. Direct Glassdoor URL is https://www.glassdoor.com/review/employee-review-desert-aids-project-rvw836859.htm. Review headline is, if you have integrity and concern for the AIDS patient, go elsewhere. Should I continue with this hashtag conspiracy exposed documentation? Yes, let's. A Twitter DM conversation I engaged in with Sulo Desert AIDS Project giving them the opportunity to explain this review to me. At first, she apologizes for the other agencies blocking me on social media. I pressed her for an answer to this for remedy, she ends up blocking me. This Twitter DM has been transcribed with spoken voice narrative and is kind of long. http://desertaidsproject.fuckeduphuman.net, a net presence binding knot of peace building known as potapo/twitter/dmchad.html. Should I continue to provide the documentation to the record of this conspiracy? Yes, I think so. My current aid agency interface of Foothill Aids project where on Google Reviews, a reviewer in his real name whom I am told is a member of the Inland Empire HIV Planning Council search Google yourself, Foothill Aids Project San Bernardino, he said this. http://foothillaidsproject.fuckeduphuman.net, a net presence binding knot of peace building known as Potapo / Google Reviews - Foothill Aids Project San Bernardino.png. Foothill Aids Project. 670 N. Arrowhead Avenue, Suite AB, San Bernardino, CA. Aaron Jacobson. Local Guide 1 Review. 11 months ago, this agency is fraudulent in its services and practices when it comes to serving the HIV population and utilizing Ryan White funding. My recommendation for any HIV client interested in signing with them is to run as far and as fast as you can. They treat HIV consumers with contempt and unprofessionalism. Is there a remedy without a community-wide revolt? Probably not. There is so much ugliness here they are hiding. Here is some of that direct ugly hate they are directing at me for exposing the truth to the documentation and then onto the community awareness. Title: My Status Being a Refugee from Hate. http://godseesallsecrets.webdomains.realuphuman.net, actively servicing the affirmed chromobone truth to all time human history. /fapinfo.org/m.maynard@fapinfo.org/my-status-being-a-refugee-from-hate. The hater hungry wolves of the Ryan White Social Services Agencies of the United States of America. A true story. Plight from hate.html. Title: Exposing the Conspiracy Truth, I Shall Not Be Ignored. http://godseesallsecrets.webdomains.realuphuman.net, actively servicing the affirmed chromobone truth to all time human history. /fapinfo.org/m.maynard@fapinfo.org/exposing-the-conspiracy-truth. This is a record of my mission work. I shall not be ignored.html. What the final cause and effect to this is an erosion of hashtag social trust in all of our communities. Why is this important to rebuild trust? According to a Washington Post article in 2017 stated, the erosion of trust leads to violence, murder, and mass shootings. How the erosion of trust leads to murders and mass shootings? https://www.washingtonpost.com/outlook/how-the-erosion-of-trust-leads-to-murders-and-mass-shootings/2017/10/06/3826C4B2-A91E-11E7-92D1-58C702D2D975_story.html. I have a detailed report directed to the FBI regarding these circumstances. I would like everyone who had made it down to this point in this long Facebook post reading to take this and listen to the spoken voice narrative report to the FBI and use the share button on the top of the page to share it to your Facebook network, and then also take this story to reflect it as very much real and direct it into your case managements and ask them what the fuck is going on with this paradigm of hate embedded in the social services network. Oh, are you a part of this conspiracy? It is time for the truth to be told and for this issue fixed for the national security of our nation in event after event after event of mass shootings. Title: Detailed Report to FBI with Links. Subject: Hashtag Mass Shootings Hashtag Erosion of Trust Hashtag Social Trust. http://godseesallsecrets.webdomains.realuphuman.net, actively servicing the affirmed chromobone truth to all time human history. /fbi.gov/gmail, FBI report, full report, with links.html. Facebook preview attached to post, given narrative here as follows to the content affixed to the review. Dr. Christopher Eric Berger, MD. Harmonized page. James M. Driscoll doesn't recommend Dr. Christopher Eric Berger, MD. August 18 at 7:40 p.m. Dr. Berger, you and I have a exchange history. We should unite peace in the model of the UN Convention for Rights for Persons with Disabilities, specifically what is defined in Article 12 of the Convention documents. This to rebuild trust in our society within a new paradigm shift of understanding. You are working, searched, terran imbalanced interpersonal relations, with the old paradigm that encourages a wrong priority in our society. That old paradigm pulls down trust to a level that is collectively destructive to our collective social cohesiveness. That the erosion of hashtag social trust leads to violence, murder, and mass shootings. I have placed upon a new appearing auto-generated Facebook page comments that apply to my mission that we should have built an understanding forward from 5 hours of consult, which should have stuck in your mind to the ultimate realism that I am not a violent person, I only deal with reality of circumstances. I do not lie, cheat, or steal my way through life. There is no way forward but unity in the correction adaptive new model of paradigm shift of the UNCRPD that affirms autonomy, trust building, and builds better relationships. Please see the community comments attached to this page. https://www.facebook.com/pg/dr.christopher eric berger md 23782972582569/community/. ref:page_internal. 8 comments. Comments. James M. Driscoll Mini Law School, United Nations Convention for Rights for Persons with Disabilities enacted upon our world in 2009. It is 2018. We must make this paradigm shift in our society so that we rebuild our social trust that is eroding our social cohesiveness to mass shootings. See comments that the erosion of hashtag social trust leads to violence, murder, and mass shootings. This is a 10-minute discussion time-indexed video on the reasons why we must shift to this world perspective of priorities here in the United States to encourage Congress to ratify the document that President Barack Obama signed. https://www.youtube.com/watch. b=nrjke9sei9s. youtube.com. Mini Law School, Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities Time Index 43 minutes 00 seconds into the video is a 10-minute discussion on Article 12. James M. Driscoll, don't insult my intelligence to tell me that I am wrong. Don't embarrass your own intelligence by clinging onto this old paradigm that erodes the trust, as it did in our relationship that should have been understood absolute. I am here to break a conspiracy of distrust involvements in our working social services paradigm of the old model that is causing great cumulative collective social harm to our society here in the United States of America. Hashtag conspiracy exposed terminates OSIP. James M. Driscoll. No automatic alt text available. James M. Driscoll, I also have this t-shirt, you should really alter course and apologize onto my case management disaster that I had with dph.sbcounty.gov. I have a new address directed to Bonnie Flippin, Ryan White, administration supervisor of the dph.sbcounty.gov. That address is archived on my domain site and spoken voice text narrative interface. This is absolutely the correct voice of reason, me, that you all ought to finally be paying attention to. http://webdomains.realuphuman.net, actively servicing the affirmed chromobone truth to all time human history. /dph.sbcounty.gov/being-yourself-is-more-than-enough.html, being myself should be enough, but it ain't, all I receive is hate. Inland Empire HIV Planning Council. James M. Driscoll, I deserve a written commitment contract of non-hate, non-retaliation for bringing forward the truth. I deserve an written apology from the hate conspiracy that has drastically altered my life path for more than 10 full years without a proper address. The UNCRPD was signed in 2009 by the United States, and we should pay attention to those documents and ratify the ideals, and place that ideal into our social service interfaces of our society. This is mandated advice as a peace builder that I am, and you should heed my advice here and follow my lead of expertise in these matters. Does that make any reasonable rational thinking sense to you all? Or you should burn in hell for holding this hate conspiracy against our society to our eventual collapse of our country. There is no promised land in this old paradigm model of hate. I guarantee you I am right and you all have been wrong, also wrong, in your professional opinions of these imperatives. James M. Driscoll, http://facebook.com/page-dr-christopher-eric-berger.w. facebook.com/page-dr-christopher-eric-berger.webdomains.realuphuman.net, actively servicing the affirmed chromobone truth to all time human history. Gmail, report to FBI, full report, with links. James M. Driscoll, I am trying to send you another message, this one long via Psychology Today's site. Let's say this serves the full message. Dear supposed doctor with a Hippocratic oath to do no harm, Christopher Eric Berger. Over the past months since our last face-to-face encounter and your horrendous misjudgment of character that I am any way possible of violence after our five-hour consulting sessions that should have placed the understanding of my role here to our world as a peace builder. But that failed and this will not. Since then, I have placed several updating subsequent emails directed to your individual email address, cbergerlew@gmail.com, should there be any mistakes made to my writing and my true world working peace-building intentions. Any confusion on your part is malpractice at its highest defense posture to our world of sanity. I will sue you if you take this out of context again, you should be embarrassed to represent your profession. I am making it a point to make that embarrassment upon you until you take this matter seriously. Any confusion can only occur because you are not truly listening to me. Your bias fault not directly my fault for my attempts at trying to get a voice in these matters. And I said and again I will repeat it loudly and without error. I say, if you do not listen to me there will be another shooting. By the way, after I issued that statement, that then with your crafty counterpoint attacking intention, you skew the true working intention of my words so that you can hide a corrupt conspiracy, you filed criminal harassment charges against me. By the way, again, there was another mass shooting shortly after that last issued statement via fax that I have on record with the other faxes noted in the subcontent folders of http://foothillaidsproject.fuckeduphuman.net, a net presence binding knot of peace building known as Potapo. And since then there has been mass shooting after 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 mass shooting, and they will continue on forever if there is not a change in hashtag social trust foundations of New Balance in our collective community interpersonal relations. https://www.vox.com/mass-shootings-america-sandy-hook-gun-violence. I have the answer. A refocused priority of trust building. But you will not give up this hate conspiracy. Will you, my dearest doctor? You all are insane. You all are psychopaths if you take what I have here today and interpret IT to meet your needs of secret agenda. IT is not possible. You have a public Facebook page that has been placed an address and a linking URL to this public presence of truth as IT relates to rebuilding our community of trust to a 180-degree change of direction so that these mass gun shootings will terminate. They will continue and get worse and worse and worse and worse and worse and worse without this adaptive change of thinking paradigm. You are wrong to hold a paradigm of old model that is at the core creating the disturbance that is generating these mass shootings one after another after another after another after another after another. IT is a mimetic presence of cause from loss of trust in our hashtag social capital. Don't you read any science journals on this subject? The latest show on that site, it is updated daily, over 8 killed this month in several shootings events and over 40 wounded. These shootings continue because you did not listen to reason and filed a complaint against me to hold this conspiracy of hate against our nation's security. I have had to upright my interface with the FBI because of you. Which I have done successfully without censorship on LinkedIn to the account of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. I have done nothing ethically nor legally wrong here. You have for sure, intentionally deceived the record of truth. You should be ashamed, but there is redemption in that you unite with me, read the address of sanity that is attached to your name on the web, and finally do something great for a change and work to the return of sensible standards of trust in our communities. You are responsible to do no harm. Will you honor your oath or not? I am sorry that I have to bind you in this web presence, but you will not listen without this extreme binding placed. You have already shown yourself to represent insanity of hate. You may want to link to http://dr.christopher-eric-berger.acknowledge-the-truth.conspiracy-exposed.conspiracy-exposed-terminates-asap.persons.fucked-up-human.net, a net presence binding knot of peace building known as Potapo slash Dr. Christopher, Eric Berger slash Gmail, Terran Imbalanced Interpersonal Relations, via psychologytoday.html. You think me insane. I will you pursue a claim against your oath that you do not have the best interest of lesser harms involved in your professional practice of opinions. I guarantee you I will. This matter must be resolved to a peace-building solution, as quickly as humanly possible. Thank you for reading. FoothillAidsProject.FuckedUpHuman.net, a net presence binding knot of peace-building known as Potapo. Index of slash. James M. Driscoll QR code URL, http://dr.christopher-eric-berger.acknowledge-the-truth.conspiracy-exposed.conspiracy-exposed-terminates-asap.persons.fucked-up-human.net, a net presence binding knot of peace building known as Potapo slash Dr. Christopher, Eric Berger slash Gmail, Terran Imbalanced Interpersonal Relations, via psychologytoday.html.